Today is International Tell-A-Lie Day, and I mean, why would you even have a day like that? It was started back in a day when people weren't telling lies or something, before social media. Is it easier for you to spot fake news? On Facebook, it's very hard for people. Oh, my God. I have to see one more post of Sylvester Stallone died or anything like that. I promise you. Facebook especially, for some reason. Hard for people to tell, to spot a lie. Alice, a lie. Die fake news share. The same people die on Facebook day after day. And it didn't strike anybody that that person died yesterday as well. Nee.
Elke dag op Facebook is April Fools.
Elke dag. We're going to see if we can spot a lie on the show this morning. Well, I'm going to test myself here. Lisa Laurie is going to tell us three things about herself, one of which is a lie. I don't think you can lie very easily.
Okay.
Give me a try.
Should I go all three or do you want one at a time?
All three.
Okay, in 2008, I got my whole class suspended from school for 2 whole days.
Okay, next one.
I am of German descent. And number three, I can put my entire fist in my mouth.
I love you. Is it easy to spot the lie there?
Yes.
You think it is easy?
Mm-hmm. I think I know what it is, but I don't think it's easy.
You don't think it's easy?
No.
I'm going to go with the German bit.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it's hard for me to believe, but I have spoken to your teacher. You were a bit of a goody two-shoes. Is it the class suspended for 2 days, but
Kanda? I agree with you. There is no way that pretty face can get a whole class suspended from school for, I wrote it down, for 2 days in 2000. And, when were you born?
Yeah.
I was born in 1990.
So if the newsroom is good with spotting lies. Alma, what would you say?
I would say it's the last one.
Which was what?
I can put my whole fist in my mouth.
Oh, I don't know, hey.
I think that's
nice. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's see if you can spot the lie. 084-850-0942.
Good morning, Martin and team. For Liesl, I think she is lying about getting a whole class suspended. She is such a nice person. Yeah. I very much doubt that she did that.
Yeah, nice person / goody two shoes. I think it's not the same thing, but
it's the same thing.
I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna say that you're lying about getting your class suspended for 2 days.
Okay. The only person correct here is Alma Kapelma Smith, because there's no way. Het jy my klein mooinkie gesien? Ek is mos 'n oulike mooi lippies. I would tear the sides of my mouth, imagine. And I've got such a big bony fist. There's no way I could do that. I know somebody that can do, Jeannie D, can put her whole fist in her mouth. I've seen her do it.
Back to the true story. You are such a tease.
In your grade 12 year.
Yes, I did.
You caused your whole class to be suspended for 2 days.
My phone rang. It was matric. We had been friends for 3 years, the same class. And my phone rang and everyone just passed the phone on to the next person. So the teacher couldn't find the phone. And she said, nobody will get back into this schoolyard tomorrow if we don't say whose phone it was. And everybody kept quiet.
I like you more now. German?
Yes. Oma Lorisa Oma.
Was hy Duits gewees?
Ja, and my gran always tells the story of how they used to go shopping together, and my great-great-gran could go into any store and sit on any bench, and nobody would side-eye her because she was fair with green eyes.
I only want to hear one click. That was your grandmother, right? That was your grandmother.
Yes, possibly.
I only want to hear one. Let us just click you here, what your estimation of Liesl was.
Warren is so mad. Die Leen is maklik om te spot, man. Ek meen, Liesl is nie 'n manier dat sy van German descent is nie. En sy het in elders groot geword. So een of ander tyd moes sy geskors was by die skool, okay. Of sy moes gemaak het dat iemand haar skors. Al het sy net 'n house of iets gehad. Nomme die laaste jenekie, die wat sy haar hele hand in haar mond in kan sit. Die wat talenta. Sy haar hele face in haar mond in kan sit. En dan kan ek my ellenboog gebruik. Baie dankie.
right.
So Warren got it right.
Do you know what a hauser is, though?
A hauser.
A hauser. It's a house party, but it has to happen during school hours.
Yeah. No,
so your mom and them are at work, hauser. And then you have a hauser.
Thank you, Martin. Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. That's your other more show to great. 6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM. All right, Alma Smith, 3 things about yourself. 1 should be a lie. Let's see if I can spot it.
Okay. I once starred in a straight-to-DVD American movie.
Mm-hmm.
I shaved my head. Number 1, buzz cut. Null irony. It won my thousands.
I can believe that.
And I starred in a campaign for an underwear manufacturer.
I can believe that too.
When I was a model.
Sure.
I think number 1 Thunderbra. is a lie. Number 1.
The straight. What was the story? You started
straight
in a
to
what?
DVD American comedy.
Straight to DVD American comedy.
But now it was an American movie.
Yeah, it was a comedy movie.
American comedy movie.
Yeah.
No, you're not very funny, so I'm gonna go with the.
Well, he's laughing at that joke, Alma. He's laughing at his own one.
Aks nie snaks nie, maar jy lag.
Yeah, number 1.
I'd laugh for myself, remember?
Let me help
believe,
you.
I can believe that she can shave her head.
Yes, that's true.
I know that you were a schmodel. I don't know about the acting, though. What did you say, Liesl?
No, I said the same, number 1. I know for a fact she shaved her head. I've seen proof, so I can help you all out there.
Why would you have shaved your head?
It was a charity thing. I organized a shave-a-thon.
Okay, so that's true.
Yes, that's very true.
Okay. You played this game very badly, Alma. All right, what would you say, Khada?
I'm also saying number one.
Okay, let's hear what you have to say. 084-850-0942, however.
I mean, I don't know why you would want to tell a lie about starring in a movie.
Maybe it's the kind of movie she's lying about. Oh. This is hotting up. 084-850-0942. Martina de Gey is die Leon van Elma. Is Alma so beard geweest? 3 dinge oor Alma. 1 is a Leon. First one was you acted in a straight-to-DVD American movie.
Starred in a straight-to-DVD American movie. It was a comedy.
Second thing was you shaved your head.
Mm-hmm. Number 1, kaalkop.
And number 1, for a good cause though.
Mm-hmm.
And number 3 was you were an underwear model.
Mm-hmm.
At some stage. Still are or was?
Yes. Definitely not anymore.
Stop it.
Mama's now out.
I think we all kind of agreed on the first one.
Yeah.
The starring in the straight-to-American movie because I think we've seen the picture of the short hair.
Mm.
And
we know the model history.
Yeah, we've seen all those pictures. I mean, they were just all over. It just makes it uncomfortable for us. But the first one.
Wow. I guess I'm not scared to hear what people say, but you're verkeerd.
What?
We need to see the movie.
Yes.
What? The comedy movie.
It's called Adopted. It's a Pauly Shore movie, and it's like a mockumentary-documentary style comedy that he shot in South Africa. And I'd actually forgotten that I was in it. It was shot in Cape Town when I was at Stellenbosch. He came to the radio station because there was a scene where he had to come and do this interview, supposedly at a big fancy radio station, but it was our campus station, and I was the person interviewing him, and it actually did make it into the movie. But it was shot when I was in my second year, and then after I'd already moved to Joburg and started working in TV, I went to the premiere of the random movie. I didn't even put 2 and 2 together. And when I was sitting there, I realized, this movie flick.
There's it.
So you never got the check?
So, no, but it was this weird thing where I kind of didn't think that it was ever going to go anywhere. Like, I didn't really know who Pauly Shore was. And
okay, so which one's the lie then?
The last one. I never did underwear work. I did a lot of modeling, but I never did underwear work.
Is there any other movie work that you've done that may surface?
No.
they should really cover this in the interview.
Yeah.
At this radio station.
Yeah. Because
they never asked her about, did you act in any movies that any may surface
B-grade
that you don't know
Shaw.
Body Saw.
Also, I'd like to know which models you were then thinking of, Martin.
I could have sworn it was you. Now it's even more awkward.